Welcome to your Weekend Pulse. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios, as she is every Friday, Lorena Sanchez, Pulse editor with the Las Cruces News. Lorena, how's it going?
It's going good. How about you?
Good, good. So what do we have going on this weekend? I've got Pops Under the Stars. I thought that was talking about my pop.
Yeah, no.
But it's not my pop.
It's not. I'm going to be honest, I don't know what that refers to.
It's musical pops.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
What it refers
that
to.
That sounds awesome.
So that's the education for today.
Thank you. I feel more informed now. So if you don't know what this event is, it was very popular last year. It was held at the baseball fields at NMSU. This year it's moving to the Grapevine Plaza. What it is an orchestra. The Las Cruces Symphony is going to be performing outdoors. And when they get to the classical part of their set, which is the third and final act, the classical music they're going to be performing to, I guess, calls for cannons originally, but they don't have cannons, so they're going to shoot off some really amazing fireworks.
So it's going to be fireworks,
too. To go along with their show, yeah.
Now, I understand they have Broadway music, patriotic music, and then they wrap it up with classical.
And then they wrap it up with the classical music and the huge fireworks show. It was a really popular event last year. This time it's going to be at the Grapevine Plaza. There is only 1,100 tickets available, so you do want to get those tickets fast because they're already close to selling out. But it is well worth your time. I'm sure it's going to be a spectacular event.
Now, the gates open at 5:30 and music gets underway at 7:30.
Yes.
And that is today.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go check out Las Cruces Comic Con coming back. Stronger than ever, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Third year, and they're getting bigger and bigger guests every year. So Las Cruces Comic-Con is just kind of like a huge burst of pop culture.
Geek fest. It's a geek fest.
And you're going to be running into people who are cosplaying, which can be in really elaborate costumes. Some people go all
geek
out.
Geek fest.
Really creative. It's $15 to $50 at the Las Cruces Convention Center, and you're going to get to see the Breaking Bad RV, the Jurassic Park Jeep, the Doctor Who TARDIS, a bunch of Star Wars characters. And then in addition to that, Seth Gillian, he's on, I know him from The Walking Dead. He's the priest on there.
Yes, that's right.
And
he's a lovable, hateable character in so many ways.
I'm not going to talk about my opinions on that.
But this is the actor, not the actual character.
This is the actor. He's been in a lot of other stuff, including The Wire. I know a lot of people would know him from The Wire as well. But he is going to be down here. That's a pretty big name because he's been in a lot of really great shows. And a few other guests are going to be headed to
Las Cruces. So that takes place today through Sunday, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit. We haven't talked about this in a while. The stroll at White Sands at sunset.
Yes, so this happens throughout the year, but it's always nice, I feel, to give people a reminder that this event happens because it's one of my favorites. The sunset strolls, White Sands National Monument. The times do change, so you want to keep your eye out for that because, of course, the sunset times change. It's going to be 6:15 daily through September 18th. And, of course, you need to pay the fees to get into the park, but this is a ranger-guided tour, 1 hour. You explore the dunes, and they talk a little bit about the plants, the animals that inhabit the area.
Cool. Now, in your taste for your impulse, I'm so glad that you have this restaurant because it has actually been years since I've been to Pancake Alley.
Wow, okay. So what ended up happening was it closed in September, and some really great people reopened it. It's under new management. They have a scaled-down menu, but they have a really great selection of food, really big portions. You get a lot of bang for your buck. And our writer, Sylvia, who's a huge fan of this place, too, was really excited that it reopened and that she got to try it out.
Well, that's cool. So it reopened under new management,
scaled-down menu. It looks pretty similar to that old, if you've never been there,
50s, yeah.
You should go there because it's a really cool diner. It is a very 50s diner. One that you don't see very much around here. So
okay, cool. So that's Pancake Alley, mm-hmm. Taste for your Impulse. Lorena, hope you have a good weekend and get out and do lots of stuff.
Yeah, you too.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.